Track 4, news. Dangerous man jailed for attack on female officer. A killer who tried to throw a newly qualified female police officer off a balcony in Newton Abbot as she went to save his life has been jailed for more than 10 years. Guy Pottle, 39, of no fixed abode, appeared at Exeter Crown Court for sentencing, having previously pleaded guilty to charges of attempted grievous bodily harm and unlawful wounding. Jailing him, Judge James Patrick said, "You are an extremely dangerous man and the public needs to be protected from you." Pottle was sentenced to 10 years and 6 months for the attempted GBH, 3 years concurrently for the wounding, and given a 5-year extended sentence for being a dangerous offender. Pottle had been standing on the outside of railings on the first floor of a building in Drake Road in the early hours of February the 10th. PC Alice Beer grabbed Pottle's arm to save him from jumping to his death. But he turned to stare at her, then smashed a glass bottle into the side of her head, which caused temporary blindness in her right eye. The court was told violent Pottle, who was jailed in 2019 for 6 years for manslaughter after killing a man with a single punch, clambered over the railings, grabbed PC Beer by the legs and hoisted her horizontally over the metal barrier. She feared she was going to die, but struggled back onto the balcony where Pottle repeatedly punched her in the face and head. She sprayed incapacitant spray before he leapt over the balcony to the ground and was arrested. In a victim impact statement, she said Pottle was trying to throw her head first over the balcony, and she now suffers with potential PTSD, flashbacks and nightmares, and fears she may have to leave her dream job. The court was shown body cam footage of the terrifying incident. Pottle said he had downed 1.5 litres of vodka and could not remember anything about the incident. He pleaded guilty to attempting to cause grievous bodily harm with intent to PC Beer and unlawfully wounding the officer. Mr. Lee Brembridge, a defence barrister, said there is a lot to dislike about Guy Pottle. What he did, he should not have done. He said Pottle was the victim of childhood violence and has ADHD. Judge Patrick said alcohol and drug addict Pottle was on licence from his manslaughter conviction when he carried out this offence. The judge, who commended PC Beer's bravery, said she came to your help motivated by simply trying to do the best to help you. He said the body cam footage was chilling, saying the effects on her have been devastating. After the sentencing, Chief Superintendent Roy Linden, Commander South Devon, said incidents like this are thankfully rare, but it puts into sharp focus the risks officers regularly face to protect others from harm. I would like to publicly commend PC Beer for the bravery she showed when attending this incident and the incredible fortitude she has shown since. Her response to this has been quite simply humbling, and she has vowed not to let this incident define her career. Like all of us, she joined policing to help others and protect the vulnerable. I thoroughly commend her for tackling the situation, even though it meant putting herself at significant risk.
For something a little lighter, Dawlish twinners enjoy French exchange. Friendship, laughter and fun were the enduring hallmarks of the latest trip by members of Dawlish Twinning Association to their partner town, Carhaix-Plougère in Finistère. Welcoming the party at a civic reception, the mayor, Christian Trudec, reflected on the many benefits of this beautiful human adventure in both communities since the twinning was founded in 1977. Val Mohud, chairman of Dawlish Twinning Association, added, "Language may seem like a barrier, but it isn't. We learn a lot about each other's culture and way of life and have a wonderful time together. The speeches were followed by an exchange of gifts from Kahe, a ceramic platter decorated in traditional Breton style from Dawlish, a dramatic print by local artist John Austin of a steam train passing along the seafront enveloped in waves and spray. Teachers from both two local schools also attended, accompanied by some of their students, who have been corresponding with pupils from Westcliff Primary Academy and Dawlish College. Dawlish members Helene Carey and Alison Thomas, secretary, handed over letters, posters and gifts from their Dawlish friends. Alison explained, the twinning enabled these links, so we're delighted to see the pupils here today and know the relationship is flourishing. We recently received a generous grant from Dawlish Town Council to support the two Dawlish schools in projects designed to develop students' linguistic skills and cultural awareness. This presents us with another exciting opportunity to strengthen our bonds.
Newton Abbott man jailed for knife attack. A 27-year-old Newton Abbott man drank 13 pints of lager before carrying out a serious knife attack on two people in the local pub. Aidan Seal of Orchard Court armed himself with a fruit knife he grabbed from behind the bar at the Swan Inn in Highwick Street in May. Exeter Crown Court heard Seal lashed out and seriously injured a man and woman who were only trying to act as peacemakers. The court was told Seal was in the pub with his father, but there was a beef about two families and the tension grew during the evening. Seal admitted two charges of causing grievously bodily harm with intent and one of possessing a bladed article in public in the early hours of May the 4th. CCTV footage shows Mr. Kelly with his hands behind his back and posing no threat when Seal suddenly tried to stab him. Mr. Kelly suffered a puncture wound to his chest, which needed stitching. Eyewitnesses heard Seal shouting, "I've got a knife," before lashing out. And during the scuffle, he stabbed Caroline Pressland, who was also trying to help, and she suffered around 5 wounds to her chest and hand, and the incident has had a profound effect on her. Seal, who has no previous convictions, told police he had nothing to lose and just burst because he had been given grief for so long. Jailing him, Judge David Evans said it was only mere good fortune that the victim's injuries were not far more serious. He also imposed a 5-year restraining order banning Seal from contacting the victims or going to the pub.
Biker taken to hospital after St Mary Church Road collision. Police are appealing for information following a serious injury collision which took place between Newton Abbott and Torquay on Thursday. Emergency services were called at around 5:30 p.m. on June the 25th to a two-vehicle collision on St Mary Church Road near the junction with Ridgeway Lane. The collision involved a silver VW car and a red motorbike. The bike rider sustained serious injuries and was taken to hospital. A spokesperson for Devon and Cornwall Police said anyone with any relevant information or dash cam footage which may assist the investigation is asked to contact police.